Cape Talk. Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Soko Sibiya. Soko, good morning to you. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Abungile, and to your listeners.
And to you listening at home, by the way, to get more stories from Soku and the crew, you can visit www.africa.com. So let's talk about revamping Nollywood.
Yes, you know, I think many people, when they think about movies that are made or created in Nigeria, they always have a stereotyped view of what's going to happen. It's always those long pauses, random characters. And I think the quality, the picture quality, is what many people really complain about when they think of Nollywood films. They're one of the best watched or the most watched movies, but people really complain about the quality of scripts, acting, you know, the shots, the establishing shots. And it's not just people outside of Nigeria who complain about this, but you're finding that even some Nigerians themselves are complaining that this is not a true representation of the capabilities of Nigeria's film industry. So what's happening now is, like with any industry, there is a revolution taking on. You are finding more and more directors are actually going for training. They're finding that they are actually even getting funding for equipment, because that's what the quality, the picture quality comes from, is that they don't have the correct equipment. So more of them now, even government is taking the industry seriously in terms of funding equipment, funding location shots, making sure that, you know, people have access to the things that they need to create a quality film. But what's also emerging now is the genres. So instead of there's a group of indie movie directors who want to now start challenging the type of movies that Nigerians tell. And instead of just making it about weddings, about superstition, and, you know, the airy fairy, or the always the same type of stories that we get from Nigeria, these indie movie directors are now trying to tell other stories. So they're adapting some of the books that are written in Nigeria to give different genres to the movie industry there. And what you find, as I say, that we always talk about this, is that the minute we start telling our own stories, then we tell them in a way that's authentic, that's true to our experience, and then we don't have the problem of having someone else tell the story incompletely and incorrectly. And I think this is what the whole wave is all about, is that if the more we start telling our own stories the way we should be telling them, then you find that we even start beginning conversations with our communities of stuff that we don't generally talk about. And I think this is what's happening in Nigeria as well. Instead of having just wedding films and the airy-fairy type of discussions, they now want to delve deep into other problems or social ills and making them, putting them on the big screen so that people can start debating.
Always wonderful hearing from you. We do this again tomorrow morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Soko Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.